Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're having a problem here. Okay, let's see here. Okay, we'll just get do the show here. All righty. Well, let's start up with a prayer, amen? All right, here we go. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given us the Lord Jesus on high, and that we can be with him and find joy even while still surrounded by all that must fade and perish. For in Jesus Christ, you hold us by the hand through anxiety, need, and death. Grant that he may be with us as we continue our pilgrimage. Grant us your spirit, for we are poor in spirit and in soul. Give us your Holy Spirit from on high. Just in our weakness, we come to know that what strength and victory you bring through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Lord Jesus is our Savior for body and soul and spirit forever and ever. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to play some music. We got Pastor Wanda here. She just showed up. Okay. Well, looks like we also have Pastor Leroy here, okay, tonight. Okay, what a blessing to have three pastors on the show. All righty. Amen. Okay. Well, I'm going to play some gospel hip-hop, okay? I'm going to play a gospel mix, okay? And it might have some hip-hop in it. Amen. And then I'm going to bring on Pastor Juan and Pastor Leroy. Okay, we can talk. And Pastor Juan can do her lesson. Amen. All righty, here we go.
You are listening to International DJ Mafi Mafi.
Okay.
Hey, na-na-na-na-na.
You have done enough, oh, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
you do? What won't you do? Nothing impossible. Nothing impossible. What can't you do? What won't you do? Nothing impossible without God. You do not lie, you do not fail. What is hard for you to do? He doesn't exist. It's gonna never ever exist. You do not lie, you do not fail. What is hard for you to do? He doesn't exist. It's gonna never ever exist. You have done, I just need to align, no, because you are not a man that changes your mind, oh, those I know you will trust in you, not in horses and chariots, but the arm of flesh, no man can prevail, no man, no man, no man, no man, my confidence is you, what is hard for you, it can never. sound. Christmas time is here again. Jesus Christ is born, oh, spread the news in all the world that Jesus Christ is born. The Savior, yes, He is. Oh, oh, oh. Mm-hmm. Morning bells are ringing. Can you hear the sound?
Music. Let's bring on the pastors, okay? I'll bring on Pastor Leroy and Pastor Wanda, okay? And then Pastor Wanda can get into her lesson. Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Blessed and highly favored. Hello?
Pastor Leroy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing there, Pastor Ken? I'm here, my brother.
How you doing?
Glad to hear it, my brother. Look, I'm doing good, man. I just wanted to say, I wanted to check and see how you're doing. I wanted to say hi to Pastor Wanda, my sister. How you doing, Pastor Wanda?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing, Pastor Leroy?
I'm doing good, man. I'm always doing good. We got some really bad weather going on here in New York City. Today, it's been raining all day. We're getting a tropical storm, Ophelia, coming up here up the coast, and it's been raining. The temp's been like 60 degrees all day. It's supposed to rain all day again tomorrow and on Monday. So we're just like get ready to build an ark out here, man.
God just replenished the land. Let's get back. How you doing, Pastor Ken?
I'm doing great, doing great.
All right, we have a great word tonight. The word tonight is calling on the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome, women of God, daughters of a king, to Rainbow Minister. And we're going to get ready to glorify God, and He's the head of my life. So let's get into the word. What does it mean to call upon the name of the Lord? The first mention in the scripture of people called on the name of the Lord is Genesis 4:26. Seth, also the son that he named, was Enoch. At the time, people began to call on the name of the Lord here. To call on the name of the Lord means that the people began to gather for a cooperated worship and to seek the help of the Creator. Cain's family line, in contrast with Seth, descendant of Cain, began to practice herding in verse 20. Music produced in verse 21. Mediocrity. In verse 22, at the same time, the world was beginning more and more wickedness. In verse 19 and 23, self-descendants stood out from their corrupt society to begin to call on the name of the Lord. When Abraham in Canaan, he camped between Ar and Bethel. There he built an altar of the Lord and called it the name of the Lord in Genesis 12 and 8. In other words, Abraham publicly thanked God, praised his name, and sought his protection and guidance. Years later, Abraham's son Isaac built an altar to the Lord in Bathsheba and called on the name of the Lord in Genesis 26 and 25. To call on the name of the Lord is to invoke His proper name in audio and social prayer. And to call the name of the Lord is to approach Him in thanksgiving, worship, and petition. And in doing so, proclaiming the name of God. To call on the name of the Lord is to pray in a more public and solemn manner. That's what Matthew Paul says. those who are children of God will naturally call on the name of the Lord. Calling on the name of the Lord is basic for salvation. Calling on the name of the Lord is a basic of salvation, faith in the Lord. God promised to save those who call upon his name in faith. Calling on his name, everyone who is called by the name of the, on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's Romans 10:13 and Joel 2:32. Everyone who invoked the name of the Lord for mercy and salvation by the name of Jesus shall be saved in Acts 2:21. There's a salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven. Hold on. Come on now. Thank you, Lord. Hold on. Something is going on right now, but all is well. All right. There is no salvation in no other name God has given, no other name under the heavens by which you must be saved, and that's Acts 4:12. Using a person name express for million help connects one person to another. The first thing we must do is meet someone to extend a hand and to introduce ourselves. This builds a familiar for future interaction. To call upon the name of the Lord is a sign of knowing him and a way to connect to him. There is a difference between knowing about God and knowing his personality. Calling on the name of the Lord indicates personal interaction and a relationship. When we call upon the name of the Lord is a form of worship. We recognize our dependence on him. What saves a person is not the action. The person of calling upon the name of the Lord, what saves is God's grace, is responding to the one's personal faith in the Savior being called upon. Calling on the name of the Lord is more than a verbal expression. It is also shown in the hearts and deeds through repentance. If you declare with your mouth Jesus Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved in Romans 10:9. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. And that's Acts 3:19. Calling on the name of the Lord is to be a lifelong pursuit. That's Psalm 16:2. God commands us to call on him in the times of trouble, Psalm 15:15. The one who dwells in the shelter of the Most High in Psalm 91:1. And God has promised to bless. Because he loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledged my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. That's verse 14 and 15 from 91. Those who refuse to call on the name of the Lord, also described in the script along with the result of their disobedience. The will, the work of inequity never learns. They refuse to call upon the name. There they were overwhelmed with dread, where there is nothing to be feared. In Psalm 14:4-5. Even as rebellion or ignorant people neglects to call on the name of the Lord, he is willing to hear and accept them. God wants them to be found. He is ready to be known. I was ready to be sought out by those who didn't ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, to the nation that was not called by my name. And that's Isaiah 65:1 and Romans 10:20. In 1 Corinthians, verse 1 and 2, those who call upon the name of the Lord are identified as believers to the church of God in Corinthians, to the sanctification of Christ Jesus. And the call to be holy together with those who everywhere who calls on the name of the Lord. Calling on the name of the Lord is one of the marks of a Christian. Those who call the name of the Lord, those are who have recognized him as Savior. Whether it's the first time they called upon Jesus' name for forgiveness of sin, or continues to call on the relationship of grace to grow, giving him lordship over their life and surrender to the will. Calling on the name of the Lord is vital to the spiritual life. Ultimate calling on the name of the Lord is a sign of humility and dependence on our God, the creator and redeemer. And now we will take a break. In Jesus' name, we'll come back with the second part. Oh. Pastor.
He had to step away for one minute, Wanda, just one moment.
All right, put it on, play a song. This is second half.
I'm
going to
put him on there. He'll put on some music.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hello. All right, sorry about that. I'm going to go on and finish it out. Six things
okay.
that can happen when you call after God. I'm going to go on and finish it out. Okay. Every parent knows the sign of their kids yelling out for help. Mom,
no,
I need the toilet paper. I can't find the backpack. Where are my shoes? I need some money. Some parents can't set the clock by their children calling out to them for something. And even though at the outcome, they may not be what our kids plan. Sometimes something always happens. They call out to us. It makes sense in the same way that God, our Heavenly Father, is turning to the sound of our voice. Well, we call out to him, and he will respond. But if that's true, why is it to call on God so often is our last result? Could it be we don't know what we're supposed to do or happen, or that we don't really expect anything to happen? Whatever your circumstance, sometimes always happen when we call out to God. We can see how God responds when people need his help by looking at the word. Some of them wrote about their own experience in both the old and the new. Here are six things to expect to happen when you begin to call out to God in the time of need. The first one, I have 6 points for this. I hope you have your paper and pen. First one, God will hear and answer. Sometimes my answer to my kids is yes, and sometimes it's no. However, the answer varies onto what I believe is best for them, but I always hear and answer. It is the same with God. In Psalm 17:6, I called on you, my God, for you will answer me. Amen. Psalms 121, I took my troubles to the Lord, and I cried out to him, and he answered my prayer. Isaiah 58:9, then you will call on the Lord, and he will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here I am. Amen. Lamentation 3:55-57. But I called on the name of the Lord from the depths within the pit. He heard me when I cried. Yes, you came when I called. You told me, do not fear. The second point, God will save and rescue you. This is a recurring theme throughout the scriptures that played out in the life of many of his followers, like Moses, Joseph, David, Esther, Paul. His promise is to save from spiritual death into abundant life is in the foundation and the beginning of the saving relationship with us. The first scriptures is Romans 10:13. Romans 10:13 and the same quote. It's going to be the same, Joel 2:32. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Psalm 14:15 says, make thanksgiving your sacrifice to God and keep your vow you made to the Most High. Then call on me when you're in trouble, and I will rescue you. It's all promises. When you call on God, he always have a backup plan. Okay? He heard you the first time. And, you know, God does what he says. God cannot lie. Amen. The third point, God will draw closer. The verse point three, God will draw close to you. Many people walk away from God because they don't feel him. Our feelings are often liars. The truth is the closeness with God is the direct result of calling out to him in prayer, bringing him on the deepest and the most transparent thought. And feeling often. Does God feel distant? Call on him and he will draw close. Let's look at this. Yes, God heard you. And when you feel like he's not answering, he heard you. Sometimes God is silent. You just got to be still, know that he's God in Psalm 46:10. So when you go to Psalm 145:18, the Lord is close to all that all who calls on him. Amen. The fourth point is God will transform you. Sorry about that. Transform. The way we experience the best life possible in Jesus is when we are constantly again changing into his image. We are made holy, new, and pure by calling on him. The first scriptures, 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. He made you holy by means of Christ Jesus, just as he did to all people everywhere who called on the name of the Lord Jesus, their Lord and ours. Amen? The fifth point. God will abundantly bless you. My kids have learned that when we ask for the little thing, I want to give you a lot, them lot. I can't help it when we position ourselves to be dependent on God. His posture is one of the abundance. When we learn to him and trust him, his desire is the richly to bless us to do good things for us. The first scripture, Romans 10:12. For there is no difference between Jews and Gentiles. The same Lord is the Lord of all and richly bless all who call upon him. He does not discriminate. Amen. All right. Psalms 86:5. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding steadfast love to all who call upon your name. The sixth point. Amen. We all need wisdom and guidance at times. We all face big decisions where it would be helpful to know things that we don't. When we all on God, he opens up his resource of wisdom and understanding to us so we can make the best choice every time. It's another, all this is about calling on God and he will answer. Okay? Let's go to Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you did not know. Calling on the Lord is a fundamental part of thriving relationship with him. If you make it one of your regular spiritual discipline, you will begin to see God respond in a way you couldn't even imagine. And that is your Bible study in Jesus' name. Call upon the name, he is faithful and just God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen. That was a great Bible study there, Pastor Wonder.
Oh, it's God-given.
Amen. All right.
And I have, I have a third part to go with this, but we can take a break right now. And what does it mean to call on the Lord while he is there? That's the second part.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll play some music here. Okay.
Amen.
Play a little bit of gospel R&B. It's a new mix I just put together. Okay, I downloaded. Okay, it was put together, but I downloaded for the show. So let's sit back and listen, and tell me what you think of this new mix.
You're now entering the gutter-free music zone.
Jim Twister, that's just how it goes.
100% positive hip-hop and R&B. Brought to you by gutterfreehiphop.com.
Yeah, we done came from the bottom. Now we on the tippy top, yeah. Oh, Lord, you so awesome. The way you love me is amazing. Can't nobody do me like you do me, Lord, I'm feeling so incredible. Put you above all things, Lord, ain't nobody on your level. You're pouring blessings out on me, dripping sauce down to my feet. If it wasn't for you, Lord, I'd be dead and gone, y'all, I gotta keep it straight. Canada, yeah, them blessings, they running up. We the new wave, ain't no stopping us. Ain't no Kevin Brooks, get your weight up.
This year we runners up, yeah. And God been so good, it seems like all my blessings been double stuff, yeah. So I stay on my knees and I'll never forget where he brought me from, yeah. Giving praise to the king and I give him my life till his kingdom come. But I'm still young, yeah. Trending like a brand new way. We gon' get it in and we ain't never gonna change. Young and wild on GVOs all day. We gon' set the trend and we gon' do it while we stay. We stop saying this, cause we stop saying this. traditional moves while we rock it, yeah. Trending like a brand new wave. We gon' get it and if we ain't never gonna change. Girl, you ride on GBOs all day. We gon' set the trend and we gon' do it while we cause we
trends with the best of them on. Mean to sound so arrogant, but the God that I serve so great, everything else irrelevant. Saucy and saucy and savior, in Jesus' name, yeah, we pray. Look to the sky and thank him every day. I don't care what the haters think, I don't care what they got to say. Mind on the go, never miss a point, going straight for the lay.
We don't really care what they never gotta say, cause we gotta say, saucy and say, yeah. And we know haters gonna hate, but we love them anyway. Cause we gotta stay, so I say, yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't really care what you ever gotta say. Cause we gotta stay, so I say, yeah, yeah. And we know haters gonna hate, but we love them anyway. Cause we gotta stay, so I say, yeah, yeah. We don't really care, so I say, yeah.
yourself in love. I am here to say, let yourself in love. And if you let it, it will take you over. No matter of the stormy weather, I can heal your pain. Let yourself in love.
All right. We have a third part. I hope it's not too much for you, but when he gave it to me, it is awesome to know we have a mighty God to call upon. Amen?
Amen.
All right. What does it mean to call on the Lord while he is near? Okay. In Isaiah 55:6, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. From this passage of scripture, the prophet Isaiah is warning the readers that they must call upon the Lord while he's near. Upon first glance in this verse, it can stir our minds to wonder what it means to seek the Lord while he can be found and to call upon him while he's near. Does this mean that after certain eras of history, God will no longer be able to be found? We won't be able to draw near? Moreover, we can't seek the Lord today. Calling for the Lord. During the time of Isaiah's writing, Israel had been active rebelling against the Lord and disobedient his command rather than obeying the Lord and following him with all their heart and devotion that the Israelites opted to follow their own sinful desire. The people of Israel had separated themselves from God because their sin rebelled and disobedient through the statement, seek the Lord while he be found. Call upon him while he's near. Isaiah was encouraging the people of Israel to place their hope in God now because there will be a great trouble ahead of them in the land of exile. At that same time, Isaiah writes, the people had turned away from the Lord and were heading to exile shortly after. Isaiah was warning Israel that now was the time for them to seek the Lord in an earnest heart. As the prophet Isaiah shared the information about coming exile, the future of the Messiah at the end of time. Even though Isaiah wrote the specific people of Israel, we still need to seek the Lord. God is not far from us, as he is close to every person in Acts 17:17. He is not found in astrology, Buddha, and no other false system. God has revealed himself in all creation in the Bible. Most of all, he has revealed himself in Jesus Christ as Jesus, the Son of God in the flesh, in John 1:1. Every person can find God now if they seek him out in prayer. In the Bible, accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Salvation is open to all. That's John 3:16-17. God did not choose only a select number of people to be saved. Rather, God chose all to be saved if only they would place their faith in him. 1 Timothy 2:4. Therefore, all people can find the Lord in the present day if they only search him out. He is waiting for you to draw near. That's the second part. God does not try to hide himself, as he is our loving Father. He is desiring to have us in a relationship with us. Due to the fallen of man, our relationship with God has been severe and broken. It is not only by placing faith in Christ that we can have a restoring relationship with the Father, and that's John 14:6. He is the way, the truth, and the life. In the future, God will no longer be able to find why it is longing time awaiting people still to be mindful of this fact. After the 70-year tribulation, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, there will be no longer a opportunity to seek out God and place faith in him. When God the Creator, the new heavens and the new earth, only believers will be able to dwell in the new creation. All unbelievers will be thrown into the lake of fire with the dwelling of the Antichrist and the false prophet. That's in Revelation 20 and Revelation 21:8. God is abounding in love, which why he give a mankind so many chances to turn to him. The seven-year tribulation will be the time of despair and pain and horror, Matthew 24:21. Even though it is a very difficult time, people will still be able to place faith in Jesus and receive redemption. In the same way, during the 1,000-year reign of Christ, the people who exit the tribulation will be created, and their children will have to make a decision whether or not they will be placed their faith in Christ. That's Isaiah 65:20 and Revelation 20:7-9. Despite literally walking with Christ during this 1,000-year reign in Christ, there'll still be people who still alleged to be with the devil. Thus, God can still be found today, as well as in the future, end of this millennial reign of Christ. However, we only have a chance to come to know Christ during our earthly life. There are no second chances after we die. Once we pass away, of our eternal death has already awaited, written in stone. As sad as it can be, a person can only place their faith in Christ while they are still alive. Once you die, you either go to heaven or hell based on whether or not you place your faith in Christ. Rather than growing afraid of this news, it should be compelling us who want to help each other come to know Christ. It should be to be noted that we should never try to scare a person in placing their faith in Christ. When a person places their faith in Christ, they have to be genuine, his free gift of salvation. By acknowledging him, they are a sinner in need of salvation. And that is the believer in Jesus Christ. Jesus died for their sins, were buried, and rose again, and can be saved. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. A person should not accept Christ because they are just afraid of hell. Rather, a person should accept Christ because they love him and are deeply grateful for the gift of salvation. Without Christ, without Jesus, we will be lost in this hour of sinfulness and sin, and will be without redemption. Prior to Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, salvation was the only way the Jews, Gentiles, were by default part of God's family unless they became part of Israel. Salvation has always been about faith in God. However, salvation became open to all people, including Gentiles, once Jesus died for their sin of the world. Only by Jesus' name can anyone be saved, and Acts 4:12 says, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under the heavens given among men by which we must be saved. The Lord died for the sin of all, because he earnest desired for all people to come to know him. The Father Jesus, amen, the Holy Spirit, are all God. Three distinct persons, but one God. Each member of the Trinity, deep beloved, cared about each person. God created each of us as he does not want any of us to die without knowing and placing our faith and obtaining redemption. And that is your Bible study in Jesus' name.
Hello.
Oh.
Hey, man, that was a good Bible study there, Pastor Martin. I enjoyed that immensely. Amen.
Yes, I got a lot. He gave me so much. Brother, I do the research. I sit and he give it to me. I ask him what you want me to speak on. What you want me to speak.
I hear you.
I just, you know. I can't just speak on something I don't know.
You spoke about last night you spoke about the Good Shepherd. And after you got up there, I went to Matthew chapter 16 and just follow up on yours, on the Good Shepherd. Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought a little bit. Just to give us a little
bit. It's a lot to know, but when you get into it and you go back over it, you know, just like tonight, call. And I know when the time he told me, when I got this place here and I hadn't talked to you in a minute, and he showed, I was bowing at the and read my Bible in a corner, and they had just gave me this apartment, and he told me, call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things. And he filled my place up in less than, by the time I opened my mouth, I had a call saying, we have everything you need. And, you know, God is who he says. When you call upon him, you know, when you are in deep trouble, like I talk to people that go to court or children, somebody in the hospital, you still can call on God. When you're in trouble, if you are battling addiction, it ain't nothing God won't turn you away, okay? It is no call that he turns away, okay? But you can have a double mind.
If you're sincere when you call upon the Lord, he's sincerely there for you. Amen.
Yeah, with arms wide open. Because I know when at times I was in sinking sand, I was about to die. I called on God. I don't just call on God because I need him for something. I call on God each and every day, and I thank him for allowing me to wake up. Thank him for my brothers, my neighbors. I thank him for many things because the dead don't know what you're doing. The living. See, we're among the land of the living, not dead, because I know I have called on him, and he stopped death for my life many a times, okay? When I needed help, when I didn't see no help, and that's when God sent you. When I called on him, he still sent me a brother in Christ to keep me lifted and encouraged. Many people, you just got to call. A person the other day said, God had me out, and it's all God's glory. When I tell you, these are testimony of God, not about me. He sent me, and the person said, I just got finished calling on God. I was hungry. I hadn't ate in 2 or 3 days. And now next person, God will send me out with clothes. And the man said, and his bottom part, I'm not going to even say it because I know I don't want to hear nothing coming at me with the nonsense. The man pants were just tore up. And everybody walking by and, you know, and trying to get help. And the Lord had me to make up these clothes. Okay? My neighbor, I said, I need clothes for just like now. God is getting me prepared for the wintertime. To see about his people, okay? I'm asking for blankets, gloves, hat, and I'm calling on God for all this. You know, I don't know how he's going to do it, but he do it every year. And he said, ma'am, I just got finished asking somebody could they help me, and they looked at me and laughed. He said, I just got finished crying to God, and I needed some pants and shirt, and I wore these pants out. You know, you never know when you call in, somebody else is calling in, God sending you to help that person. You just have to have a tender ear. And those are your neighbors, you know, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of when you go out, sometimes take food with you because a lot of people haven't ate. And instead of throwing food away, you know, make some up, make about 12 bags of lunches and take them out when you go out. Watch God will send you people that's waiting for something to eat. And it's amazing, you know, because I go out, God send me out. I do not forget. I didn't forget 2 or 3 times. Don't get me wrong. I said, Lord, did I swear? But when I went out, I didn't see nobody. This is the funniest thing. And I still repent it because I'm used to God giving me certain things to take out because I know people that have been out there all night and all day and hadn't had nobody come by because at a certain time they pass out food, different groups. I don't know when. I used to know the timing. And when I go to the doctor, God, he sent me out, but this time I didn't see nobody. I said, okay, thank you, Lord. But then when I went back out the next time, it was somebody saying, I just got finished praying. I was so hungry. And you never know. Somebody's been calling on God, and you might be the person God sent. And that is your Bible study in Jesus' name. Or to pray for somebody. Never know. Somebody's child might be missing, and they called on, and you can intercede and pray for that person. You know, we can open our mouth and pray. Prayer is so vital, and God hears your prayer as well. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. I'm getting the call. We're going to do an altar call, Pastor?
Yeah.
All right. That's all I'm going to
say. Okay. Okay, let's see. if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, guess what? You got a chance to get to know him. All you have to do is say the simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth.
Thank you.
I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would really want you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and we will bring you on so that you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. All righty. Well, we got a couple callers here. Let's take them and see who we have. 111, you're on air.
This is God. Give your panties to the homeless so they have...
Okay.
We're not going to get upset. We're going to say, Lord, bless them. Bless them. Do not listen if you're on the line, women of God, daughters of a king, and men of God. Don't listen. Receive what you have heard tonight, because it's all a distraction from the enemy. He has to do this job, but we're going to keep doing our job because we work for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but we take it back by force in Jesus' name. So do not listen.
Amen.
Okay? All right.
Amen. Okay, let's take another caller. 111, you're on air. Okay. All that to say. Okay. All right. Let's see, we got another one here. 111, you're on air.
Dirty, stinky panties. Ooh.
God will take care of you, young man. Listen, you ought to, I would be very fearful of calling on a line and God and you trying to destroy people. And do you know God, and he sees you and hears you? You would want to be blessed, not cursed. So I advise you to stop. I'm going to give you a warning in Jesus' name. All right, Pastor.
Amen.
If we can do one on Monday or Tuesday, it's about... As a deer panting for water, so do my soul thirst for God. I'm sitting here, you know, he tells me. Okay, and because I'll be back from the doctor and everything, going to check on, because I hurt myself a while back, but God is healing me through the midst of the storm. But still giving God thanks, because I know many people that lost their limbs and stuff like that, and I still just have a little pain. But I know I'm trusting God, okay? And that'll be the word, trusting in God, okay? Who are you thirsting for? And I thank you, Pastor.
When we do that Monday?
Yeah, we do that Monday. Where Pastor Leroy?
He left. Pastor Leroy left.
Okay. Well, that'll be fine. Y'all on Rainbow Ministry, Women of God, you all have a blessed and a prosperous night. And pray for the lost soul. Pray for the ones in the hospital, prison. pray for somebody. Okay? So if somebody
Amen.
Needs to hear your prayer, because we pray for men, and so we need you all to start opening your mouth, pray for your kids, because a lot of things are going on in the land. And that is the word, pray. Pray without ceasing, but giving thanks to God. And we love you at Rainbow and Women of God Ministry, and you all have a blessed and a prosperous night. As God keep his mighty righteous right hand, I cover each one with the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. And God already know what I'm going to say, and we love you. And thank God for Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, Pastor, God bless you.
Pastor Warner, see you Monday.
All right. See you Monday. Are you having a show tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
All right, what time so I can be on with you?
I'll be on at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay, and my time is 8 o'clock.
Your
my time
is
9. All right,
yeah.
Be blessed, sir. God bless you. Bring forth the word of God in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Tell Tony okay. hello, too. God bless.
Okay, see you tomorrow night. All right. All right. All righty. Well, Pastor Rio, you are a skank. I'm not a skank. You are. Okay, goodbye, Pastor Rio. Okay, you skank. Yes. All righty. Okay. Well, 101, you're on there. Goodbye. 101. You're on
there. Tell Wanda no more blood of us lambs.
Okay, 101. 101.
Goodbye. Bye.
One.
Goodbye. You are now in the
111. Okay. 111.
Hey man, how you doing all right there, man? Is Pastor Wanda there still?
No, she left already.
Man, I wanted to know if she could bless me with some little head. You know what I'm saying? I hear she's black, so I'm black, and black. You know, black women know how to give that really good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I'm sure she'll bless you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. When is she coming over, man?
She's not gonna come over. No, she's not gonna come over. She's
okay. But you said she's going to bless me, man.
I said she'll bless you with her words. You know, not that she's going to come over and do anything.
Yeah, but the word, you know, the word, well, she talks from the word comes from the mouth. You know what I'm saying? So she's going to bless me with her mouth.
Yeah. Okay. 111, you're on air. Okay,
101. Kenneth, it's DC2.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, DC2?
So I was just wondering, brother, because I'm not in any of the rooms anymore. Is the boycott still on?
Yeah, it's still on.
Oh. Well,
they love it. They love the drama. They want to keep it going.
So, like, you have your own room now, right?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have like voice chats on there with everybody and stuff?
Yeah.
Well then, I don't understand. I'm confused, Kenny. If there's a boycott of your show, why would everybody talk to you in a voice chat but then not call your show? That seems kind of hypocritical.
Know.
It seems kind of hypocritical.
So
who all is in your voice chat that talks to you?
Let's see. I've been one recently with J-Bo, Johnny Longfeather, Ashley, Tommy Monahan. Okay, just the normal folks.
I see. Does that usually go well, or is it tomfoolery or chicanery, or is it it's just normal like talking and whatnot?
No, it sometimes has chicanery in it.
Oh. Huh. Well, would you mind if I joined your room, Kenny?
No, I want you to.
Oh. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what was going on with everything, and it's all confusing to me, and I had I'm not going to get into my health situation. I'm not doing it as great as I want to be doing, but I'm okay. I'm sorry that there seems to be a sudden hatred or whatever. Have you talked to Ben Fontaine at all?
No, I haven't talked to him. Yeah, J-Bo took over his room. I haven't talked to Benjamin at all. I sent him a private message, but he never answered me back.
I wonder if maybe Ben Fontaine's being boycotted.
I don't know.
The man doesn't respond to me, so I don't know what's going on with him. That's interesting though, because he was very in the public eye for a while. But I guess he's I don't know what he's doing actually. But well, Kenny, I appreciate you taking my call.
DC, so we can chat.
Okay, brother. All right, man. I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to get an update because I was had surgery on Thursday, and so I haven't really, and I've been on meds for a couple days.
Did you surgery on your kidneys?
Yeah. I had to do a biopsy.
Yeah. I keep my breath.
Thank you, brother. I guess it technically wasn't a surgery, brother. It was more of a procedure, if you will, but they had to put me under.
Yeah, they put a needle in your back and did a biopsy.
Yeah, they did that to me too. Oh, yeah, it's not fun, brother. Not fun. But I'm all right, and I appreciate you taking my call. I apologize for not reaching out sooner. I didn't know what was going on, and also, I didn't want to call in and be all drugged up and not making any sense. So, but I appreciate you taking my call, brother. I stopped into your chat and said hello in there, but nobody responded, so I decided to just call. So I hope that's okay, brother.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine with me. Anytime you want to call, you're welcome to.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You have a great night, Kenny. Is there much left of the show? Are you gonna end it now or?
No, I'm going to do a Bible study of my own, okay? So if you want to sit back and listen to it.
Yeah, sure, man.
Okay, I'm
going to
do
it.
All righty, I'm going to do Matthew chapter 17. Amen. All right. Let's get into the Bible study. Matthew chapter 17. A little faith goes a long way. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Jesus is saying that a small amount of faith can accomplish great things. He's saying that with God's help, even a small amount of faith can accomplish things that are beyond our wildest thoughts and dreams. In short, Jesus is saying that there are no limits to God's power and what he is able to do. Let's look at the definition of faith. Some would say that faith is hard to define. Others would say that faith is easily understood with a little self-reflection and the help of God's word. Dictionary.com defines faith as confidence or trust in a person or thing, belief that is not based on proof. And Christianity.com defines faith as putting your trust in God and having confidence that he will fulfill his promises. These definitions are helpful, but the best place to learn about faith is not in the dictionary, but in your Bible. Bible verses about faith. The Bible has a lot to say about faith. For today's lesson, we're going to look at these five verses. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by the grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, so that we may be justified by the faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Since the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. And lastly, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So, how to increase our faith? The Bible tells us that the way to increase our faith is by reading the Bible. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So reading the Bible will increase a person's faith. And the more we read it, the stronger our faith will become. Jesus believed it was important to study Scripture and would often go away to a quiet place to pray and study. So if Jesus believed devoting time to this was important, so should we. Unanswered prayers. Having a strong faith does not mean that we are getting everything that we ask for. Having a strong faith means understanding that God is God and we're not. And while God hears all our prayers sometimes, he has other plans for us. When this happens, we will always submit to God. So we serve him, not the other way around. And maybe God just said no, which is right. He is God and we're not. And just because God has not answered our prayers yet, it doesn't mean that he will never answer them. God does things on his own time frame and not ours. So if we believe our prayers have been unanswered, we also need to ask ourselves if we are asking with pure motives. So let's conclude Matthew chapter 17. The Hebrew writer tells us that God rewards those that seek him and put their faith in him. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Excuse me. So having faith in Jesus is a matter of salvation and a requirement to enter heaven. And the more we study the Bible, the stronger our faith will become. We will end today's study with the following words from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Okay, and a little bit goes a long way. Jesus said in Romans, I mean in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. All righty. Amen. All righty. So tomorrow we'll do Matthew chapter 18. Amen. And it is about the kingdom of heaven. Amen. All right. Well, Tony, Dangerous Move, he's in the house. Amen. God bless you. I heard you did a show early this morning. How did that show go? All right, let's take a call here. 111.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is Beanie Loco.
No, it's not.
It is me. You know me by my and my Beanie Loco. Beanie Loco, no more mixes by Beanie Loco.
Hello? Yeah. I got you guys from Mix Station, Beanie Loco. Yeah.
No. This is not Beanie Loco. This is Beanie Moco. Beanie Booger.
Oh.
Yeah, Beanie Moco. Moco in Spanish means booger. You seen Rico?
Yeah, have I seen Rico? No, I haven't seen Rico.
This is Ben Garza. This is Ben Garza.
Okay.
When you come to my house and stuff.
Okay. All righty. Well, anyway. Yeah. Oh, okay. I've been now kicked out of a server. Amen. Ain't that something? Been kicked out of J-Bo's room. All right. Okay, I'm about to say the hell with the... Okay, Discord. Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, let's see. 111, you're on here. 111.
Where's the lamb killer, the Negro?
111.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
You know who this is?
Beanie Loco.
Orale. Hey, I hear somebody was trying to call in with my name.
He said he was Beanie Loco.
Ah. I think it was Rico.
I think so, too.
Oh. But anyway, yeah, I'll be working on those mixes for you. I'm just trying to find the right program because they don't want to work with my the controller that I have. So I'm still looking for some more stuff. But the mix I sent you, actually, my friend sent me that one. So I sent it to you. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. But all righty. I'll be working on that stuff, and I'll be here in the show. All right. Take care.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, meeting. Appreciate it, my brother.
All right. You can put me back on mute.
Okay, God bless you, brother.
Okay.
All righty. 111, you're on here.
Kenneth.
Yeah.
It's me again. Listen, brother, when I was, I guess I was on the line with you or was about to get off or the line, I received a text message from Mr. John Longfeather, and he told me that you don't have voice chats and that you're lying, and he told me that he had left your chat room because you changed his name. What did you change his name to, Kenny?
Johnny gets his ass fucked.
Okay, listen, Kenny, that's not funny. And I listen, here's the thing, man. You don't like it when people change your name, right? So why would you change your name?
Oh, yeah, but they've been doing it steadily. They've been doing it steadily. Quite steadily.
Okay, now, can you repeat what you – I didn't understand. Johnny likes his ass fucked? Is that what you said his name was?
Johnny who gets his ass fucked.
Okay, Kenny, listen, man. Kenny, you're a pastor, brother.
Not very godly.
Kenny,
yeah,
you're a pastor,
very godly.
You got to keep it godly. You got to keep it godly, Kenny. If you're going to be in the room, you got to keep it godly. Because, listen, man, you set an expectation when you were pastor, brother, that you're gonna uphold the Lord's word. That's why I'm not in any of those rooms right now, because there's so much profanity and chicanery going on, you know. And right now with my health being the way that it is, man, I don't know if I'm going to have, kidney cancer or what, or who, Lord knows. So I'm trying to get closer to the Lord and further away from all the profanity and tomfoolery. So maybe, you know, Kenny, don't cut me off, man. I was trying to make a point.
I'm not.
So maybe, okay, Kenny, so maybe, just maybe, you should try to keep it more godly yourself. That way, people like me will want to be, you know, in those rooms and share the word of the Lord with you.
Okay, man, I appreciate that, DC2, and I apologize. Okay,
no,
I just let myself.
Man. Listen, can you apologize
maybe
to John Longfeather?
Maybe you should stay out of Discord.
What? Now
I was telling Ken maybe he should just stay out of Discord.
Oh. Well, he's a grown man, Farrar. He can make that choice for himself. I mean, if he don't want to be in there.
Yeah,
the
same way he can make the choice to change people's names and whatnot. He's a grown man.
I know, but we had this argument before.
Yeah, I know.
Right, I agree. As a pastor, maybe he should stay away from all the nastiness in Discord. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay, all right. Okay, listen, man, I'm not trying to fight. I don't have the energy. I agree.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm siding with you.
I think, Kenny, you know, you got to, you know, stick with what you know, man. It's the word of the Lord. I know I haven't always been the best person, and Lord knows I have a lot of repenting to do, but I am, you know, trying to find my way back into the good graces of God and Jesus, and just because I don't know my future and I just want to be in a good place. And, you know, if I enter into the room, I just don't want to hear a bunch of, talk from people about, you know, butt and anal loving and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying I have a problem with any of that. You know, I'm not a homophobic person or a hateful person. I'm not saying I have a problem with that. I'm just saying there's a time and a place, you know, and, you know, that. So that's all. I was going to say, and I was just going to see if maybe I could get you to apologize to Johnny, because he's very upset.
Sometimes you just have to turn your back on the devil and say goodbye.
I mean, I'm not – listen, I'm really not – I'm not in – actually, I'm not in any rooms right now on the Discord because my surgery and all that, when I came out of it, I was on some drugs and whatnot, and I was just like, I don't need this. So I left all the rooms because there was a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, Kenny asked me to come back to his room, and I just want to make sure that, you know, it's going to be a godly place for a person.
DC, just let me tell you this. I sit in the other room from Ken all evening, and I guarantee you he is chatting on Discord because I hear him yelling at people all the time.
Oh.
And he's in Discord. So whoever says he doesn't chat in Discord is not lying, because I've talked to people in Discord while he's chatting.
Okay, well.
I just had a conversation with whoever does BBF just not even 3-4 days ago.
Oh.
In Kenny's room, oh. In Discord.
Yeah.
While
okay.
Kenny was chatting.
Well, fair enough.
I'm sorry, there's people getting their feelings hurt and people are crying, but maybe people shouldn't
be
lying.
Nobody's crying. He said he left.
Well,
the
if they're whining about it, I consider that crying.
But that's... So if you went into a room and somebody called you a horrendous name or something that wasn't true about you and you complained about it,
you
call
mean
that
like,
crying?
You mean like Fat Boss Hog?
No, Gay Boss.
If I came on Kenny's show and was saying, "Oh, they called me Fat Boss Hog," you need to apologize to me. Yeah, I would say that's crying.
That's
you're being
really
a whiny
not,
little
so
baby.
Okay, all right. Well, it's semantics because I don't think that's crying. I think crying is crying, and that's just
no. It's
that,
not really. It's
just,
not okay. Okay, not okay. Okay, okay. I apologize. Not crying, whining,
or complaining. Whatever word you want to use.
Yeah, being a baby.
Listen, all I asked was if Ken would apologize to Johnny Longfeather. If he doesn't want to apologize to him, then that's fine. I asked. That's all I did.
Yeah,
I didn't
it's not.
I tell you what, DC2, I'll apologize to Johnny Longfeather if he apologizes to me, too.
Amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Okay, well, I'm
now
sure.
Now, that's
I'm
how
sure
you
Johnny
do.
I'm sure Johnny won't have a problem apologizing. I don't. Can I ask what Johnny did though? I don't know because I'm not in the room. So please don't jump down my throat. I don't know what he did to you, Kenny.
Tell
what did
people
he do?
That I'm an AI. Okay. That changed my name to fuck off, Ken. Okay. Actually, bitch. Okay. This is
sure
a lot
that,
of stuff.
Are you sure that's him? Because Johnny, I don't think, controls that room.
No, he doesn't control my room, but he's got deputy status in Jabo's room.
Okay. Yeah.
And of which I found out I've recently been kicked out of again. That was BBF's room. BBF will kick me out. Okay, they invite me back in. Now Jabo's got the room. Now I'm kicked out again.
Oh, maybe you should take that as a blessing.
Wait a minute. Why would Jabo kick you out of his room? He likes you.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand it either. But I got kicked out of the room.
I've literally never heard Jabo be mean to you ever. Well, I don't. That
I
doesn't
know.
Make any
not
sense.
That I know of either.
I'm thinking maybe Jabo doesn't run that room. Because I don't think he would.
Jabo's room, he's got the crown on by his name.
What'd you say, Kenny? You cut out a little bit.
He's got the crown by his name. That means he owns the room.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean he's necessarily the only one that can kick people out, Kenny.
I know Ashley's part of it, and Johnny's part of it.
Well, Johnny's not in it anymore. He said he left. So, I don't know.
He left my room. He didn't leave, as far as I know, he didn't leave Jabo's room.
Oh, Okay, that sounds like there's like 40 rooms. I was only ever in like two, your room, and then one other room. So I don't know, like, there's so many rooms. I don't know. It just seems weird. Is there a lot of people in the J-Bo room? Because if there is, then it could be any of those people that kicked you out. I don't think J-Bo would kick you out because he likes you. I've never heard him say a cross word about you, as far as at least publicly, so, or privately, really. So I don't. It wouldn't be him that would kick you. That's very odd, man. I'm going to join that room if I can still join it. I don't know, since they kicked you out, I might not be able to join it. But I will join it and see if I can figure out what's going on, because that's very strange.
Take it as a sign from Jesus. You've been cast out of a room of demons. Take it as a sign.
Yeah.
Well, they're not.
Why question the Lord's work?
Tony, listen, man. I don't think they all demons. I've known John Longfeather for 7 years. He's not a demon.
No, I didn't say they were all demons. I didn't say they were all demons. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I said. But we know.
Well,
but you said yourself that those rooms are filled with filthiness and nasty talk and vulgarness and chicanery. You said this yourself, DC.
That's
so
funny.
Those rooms are full of sin.
Use my word.
those rooms are full of sin. You said it yourself. So
know,
maybe it
I,
is
I,
God's
I just,
will that Ken got thrown out.
All right. Well,
maybe it's
Ken,
no place for a pastor.
Kenny, do you want back in the room or do you not? If you do, I'll try to get you back in. If you don't, I won't.
Oh, yeah, I'll get back in the room. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, brother.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
All right, man. Well, listen, I appreciate both of y'all. I just wanted to get a couple things clarified. You know, I'm glad that we could come to that kind of conclusion. Tony F., I hope you're doing well. And Ken, I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
I hope you're doing well, and I hope everything goes well with your biopsy and everything is clear and there's no need for further intrusion into your body.
Well, God bless you, Tony F. I really do appreciate that. And, Ken,
yes,
your blessings as well. I appreciate your thoughts and prayers, brother. That means a lot to me. We've known each other. We've been through some ups and downs, but we've known each other for five, six years, man. So I appreciate all that. And just keep doing your thing, brother. Just keep doing your show.
Okay. Well, we'll do it. Keep in my prayer, DJ Jim. Love you.
All right, man.
God be with you.
Amen.
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 111, you're on air.
Man, I got lamb HIV from Tony Affleck.
I doubt it. I wouldn't sleep with somebody that sounded like you. Bye.
No, wouldn't either. All righty. Okay, well, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless. Okay, thank you, DC2, for calling in. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Okay. And we also had Tony talk, okay, with James Smooth, come in the chat room for a little bit. And we had Ashley come in the room, which is surprising, since she's the queen of the boycott. Okay. But anyway, God bless everybody. Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama, Kenton Volk. I know you're out there listening. Okay, love y'all. Okay, keep listening. Get better every day. Amen. All righty. Okay, so see you tomorrow night for another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Bye-bye, y'all.